are here at Rosie on the House. Every Arizona homeowner's handyman here for free advice and free information based on our 40-plus years of building and remodeling in Arizona. We have a caller on hold. Let's take them, and then we'll get back to the conversation about hiring a reputable contractor. I believe this is Tom, and I believe Mary Lou. I'm sorry, Mary Lou, how can we help you this morning?
Hi, I heard you mention leaching pit. We have a leaching field. I just wondered what the difference is.
Okay. You know, that's the problem with when the first phone call comes in about a septic system, then all the phone calls that hour come in about septic systems. Mary Lou, a septic field is what we installed up until about, the late 70s. And as we leave the septic tank, we would put it into some distribution pipes that would spread out over a large area that were buried in the ground, parallel distribution lines. And that was the leach field. Well, we converted that to a leach pit where we would drill a hole 40 feet deep, 6 feet in diameter, and send a perforated pipe down the center of that hole and then fill the hole with leach rocks. And it does exactly the same thing that the leach field did. It allows the liquids from your septic tank to leach naturally into the ground. And Mother Earth just happens to be the best water purifying device in the universe. So that's a safe place to put it. The pit or the field accomplish the same thing. One, the pit just takes up a lot less space. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I appreciate all the information you give to us. Thank you very much.
All right, Miss Mary Lou, thank you for the call. Okay, I was going to start talking about hiring a contractor. Since we've been talking about septic systems for the last 20 minutes, I'm going to change the subject completely. Folks, it caught my attention that the Friends of the Verde River are having the Verde Valley Birding Nature Festival, April 22nd through the 25th. There are 15-plus virtual seminars and classes that you can attend. You can actually make appointments. This is so great for the kids, a great excuse to get them outside. The presentation topics include Verde River ecology and biogeography, birding basics, just how to learn how to identify different birds. There's one on eating wild plants. There's one session on backyard birding in northern Arizona. So take a look at it. It's Friends of the Verde River. It's going on now this weekend. The great thing about it is they're going to archive these sessions, these video sessions, and you'll be able to watch them anytime this week. If you've got kids at home or you want to be exposed to an absolutely beautiful part of Arizona because you're not having septic problems, because your house is currently maintained because you listen to the show on a regular basis, and you've got the time on your hands to spend a weekend enjoying the great state of Arizona, take a look at Friends of Verde River. It's verderiver.org. Take a look at it and look up their birding festival, which is going now, April 22nd through the 25th. An absolutely great opportunity to expose you, your family, visitors, or your kids to the great state of Arizona. All right. Now, with that said, we've kind of cleaned up the show a lot with that. Let's go to our article of the week about hiring a reputable contractor. And, you know, in Arizona, we are given an extra layer of protection that a lot of other states don't have. In the early 30s, the legislatures of Arizona began an agency called the Arizona Registrar of Contractors. And they determined to start testing people who wanted to be a contractor in the state of Arizona to verify they had some amount of experience in this particular trade. If you wanted to be a mason, you had to pass a written masonry test, proving that you knew what rebar was and how often do you put durowire and the difference between clay brick and a CMU. It also talked about basics business, what needs to be in a contract, what makes a contract legal. There were actually some estimating questions and some troubleshooting questions. And that was for every single trade. And the Register of Contractors developed a long list of different licenses you would need to complete work in Arizona. This adds an extremely valuable extra layer of protection to the Arizona consumer if you will just hire licensed contractors. And I can't tell you the number of phone calls we take at the office of people who want to complain to us about how they're being treated. And we ask them two questions. Is the contractor licensed? Well, I don't know. Are they ROSI certified? No, they're not. Well, if they're not ROSI certified and they're not licensed, there's nothing I can do for you, and there's nothing the Register of Contractors can do for you. You are left completely on your own. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have our Red Book segment. Questions and inquiries we get all week long, and then we'll wrap the show up finishing talking about how to pick the right contractor.